Tuesday, October 19th, 2021. What a marvelous day. Not a barbell in sight. Today's workout is 3 800 meter repeats. Wow, doesn't that sound like a good time? I mean, so many people are going to want to do this with you. You're just going to be beating them away with sticks because it's just going to be so overwhelming, the participation. At Lynchpin, we say we do what is effective, not what's popular. Here you go. Rest as needed between those efforts. Last time we did this was on November 2nd, 2020. If you want to go back and check your time. The rest as needed between efforts, do a search for a Lynchpin conversation. There's one we had. Oh, stand by. There's one we had based upon this CrossFit Journal article called Rest and Recovery in Interval-Based Training. And this is from CrossFit Journal issue 56, published in April 2007, but we did a podcast on this, and I believe we called it Rest and Recovery in Interval-Based Training. And it helps you choose the rest periods because it's not necessarily a one-size-fits-all. You have to understand the why, and then you can make a great decision based upon how much you should rest for your fitness goals. But 3x800-meter repeats on the docket for today. We have the other equipment conversions in case you can't get out there and run. You need a bike or row. Super fitness robot times for this would be doing each 800-meter repeat in less than 3 minutes. More likely time is doing each one in 4 minutes and 15 seconds, or maybe a bit less. Scaled option, we're not going to say you have to run an 800-meter distance. We're going to say, you know, hit your stopwatch, start the clock. You're going to do 3 3-minute runs, and in that 3-minute window, you'll cover as much distance as you can. You will rest 3 minutes between each. And so you'll be working for about the same period of time, but in case an 800-meter run would take you far too long, you'll keep that intended stimulus being around the 3-minute window right there. Limited equipment option and the no equipment option are the same as the workout of the day because we're just running. Accessory work, optional as always. We've got box jumps. You choose the height. The focus is explosive power, not metabolic conditioning. So you're not trying to do them fast. You know, slow down, rest. You can step down by all means. 15 to 25 reps. Again, you choose the height. It should be challenging, but I don't want anybody missing the box. So make a good decision with that. And then the side plank hold. Accumulate 1 to 2 minutes per side. And we've got a video showing that. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have calves and foam rolling, as well as the hamstring stretch. What a great day. Anytime you're sprinting 800 meters, it's just a great day. I hope you enjoyed it, and I will see you back here tomorrow for a heavy day at a high heart rate.